It's Friday, January 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. IT professionals' salaries on the rise, according to a new survey, and Microsoft's first official U.S. union formed. This is the Business of Tech. There's a new IT salary survey from Janco Associates. The median salary for IT professionals is now over $101,000. All salaries for IT professionals in large enterprises went up an average of 3.6%, with the most significant increases at the staff levels. At SMBs, salaries increased more than 7.7% across the board, with slightly higher percentages for IT executives. Here are some highlights from the survey. Median salaries for IT professionals in large enterprises are over $102,000, with executives' median reaching $180,000. Salaries for IT professionals in aggregate rose 5.6% in the past four quarters. IT professionals' retirement has increased as more baby boomers opt out of returning to work. Salary compression is occurring as new hires are offered salaries at the top end of pay ranges for existing positions. They're often paid more than current employees in the same positions. Total mean compensation for all IT professionals increased from $95,845 to $101,323. Attrition rates in mid-sized enterprises are rising faster than in large enterprises, and salary levels in mid-sized enterprises are rising faster than in large enterprises. Consultants who augment IT staff and skills are now in high demand. Demand has remained highest for IT professionals who support security, blockchain, work from home, and e-commerce. Staffing and retention are now a primary priority of C-level management. And while I'm at it, the overall job market remains the same. In new data on job openings and labor turnover, the wonderfully named JOLTS, there were 10.5 million job openings in November, unchanged from the prior month, which was revised slightly higher. Posting for workers are holding at a higher level than seen at any point before the pandemic. And I'll highlight an opinion piece in the information where the title gives it all away. Quote, "There is so much tech talent up for grabs right now." Why do we care? Many tech press believe that the layoffs of tech workers are massive and will change the dynamic. I beg to differ. There's a massive shortage of technical people. It's been the key concern for most of last year and leading many conversations about needing more people. One of the things I've seen in my interviews is more and more hiring of developer types within organizations that were traditionally IT infrastructure, as the growing ones need more in-house product experience. These are troubled times to come for big tech in Silicon Valley, but a lot less so for technology in general. And here's your salary data. These technical workers are getting and will get paid more. Plan for that. Don't believe the hype. And some product updates to be reminded about. There's less than a week until Windows 7 and Windows 8 stop getting critical security updates. That deadline is January 10. It's the last version of Edge for those operating systems too. Microsoft also warned that the extended support for all editions of Windows Server 2012 and Windows Server 2012 R2 would end on October 10th. And finally, while I'm on Microsoft, they have a union now. At ZeniMax, a Microsoft-owned gaming studio, 300 quality assurance testers have voted to unionize. This marks Microsoft's first official union in the U.S. and the biggest gaming union in the country. Why do we care? Let's focus on that union. Microsoft is now a union shop. Sure, it's a division, and it's a division inside a subsidiary. Don't be dismissive. These are professional, technical roles within an engineering organization. Going from zero to one is an important step, and one we should continue to watch, particularly in the landscape of the previous story. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data, Their new product, Goods into Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make payment processing easier for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less each day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, National Cuddle Up Day, a good one for the winter. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, an interview at IT Nation with CEO of ConnectWise, Jason McGee. Back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.